looking at one today, creeper, just ordinary plastic contoured creeper. Normally those sell for right around $110, $113, somewhere in that neighborhood. Today I looked, they were $135.
One day when I was listening, reading the mail here, someone was talking about they filled up their car. And once they pulled out, the car was worth more. I thought, boy, that is the truth.
I know that feeling all too well.
I was going through the taxes the other day for South Carolina. You can get a credit for gas bought. So I was going through all of the records of what I put in that Jeep. It made me real happy that it got crashed.
Well, right now, you're enjoying that Toyota much better than that Jeep.
A year, I put 577 gallons of gas in that sucker. Talking to you.
Back and forth with you.
I was saying, look who I'm talking to. I can't imagine what you put through that that truck.
24 RMM Mobile.
Patrick here, KO4HGX, and Mike, N6CLX.
Howdy doody, y'all. I'm sitting here on South Pleasantburg and East North Street, and it's just so lazy. I wish another car would come along to give me something to look at. Being facetious there.
Street's aptly named. It's Pleasant. It's Pleasant and 60
Elm. Poor old could jump from here to downtown Greenville without ever touching the asphalt.
Don't have to go on that side of town much.
Here on 85, I can almost count the rocks and the stones and the asphalt.
One glistening, glinting, endless snake of metal.
Yeah, and an overabundance of fuming drivers.
They all have their favorite cold beverage with them and are listening to their favorite music in the world. Train my brain trying to reduce and suppress the negative feelings of being in traffic jams, heavy traffic.
I had to wind my way over to the exit. But there are still kind people out there like you, Ian.
They're everywhere. Just being in bumper-to-bumper traffic all the time can be stressful for some people.
Said, I'm glad I don't have to deal with it every day. Don't envy y'all at all.
There's only about 2 more miles left on my commute, and then I'll have my little slice of heaven.
People don't go all Will Smith on people out here.
Some that do. I'm surprised it's just not more than we know about.
Enough, it'll take the place of going postal.
It certainly did not help his career that night, that's for sure. Even have his back. She said she didn't need protecting.
And all over the lamest joke ever.
Watch it. So I heard about it on the news is all I know about what happened.
One of those proud people to say, I've never seen that award show. I just heard about it. About the third time I started turning the channel.
MOT of Chris Rock. I know he can be very funny, but he's also very vulgar. But I have to give him props for holding it together after that slap, you know. I mean, he went on with the show. I have to kind of tip my hat to him for that.
I can see that and give him credit where credit's due. Continuing on after something like that would be tough. It's definitely going to take you a minute to stammer it around.
Patrick, I'm not sure who won, but I was saying he had practice from doing all those movies with Jackie Chan.
We'll have to cast lots on Will Smith to see which way he's going to go from here.
Patrick, I got my HF off-center fit dipole by Buckmaster back up. It's all up with new stainless pulleys.
Now yet.
By the time I got done with that thing, I had so many other things going on, so I put the antenna analyzer on it and saw that it's working, and I put it all away, unplugged everything, and went in to do something else.
Fortunately, that's the way it goes sometimes. You put all that effort into getting it up and working on it, and then you're just kind of tired and done with it afterwards.
I'm a happy.
Fortunately for me, I've got a good one. She just lets me do my thing and then reminds me that there are things that need to be done.
I feel you on that last part.
Yeah, we've reached an understanding. If I spend 10 minutes on an antenna, then I got to spend 10 minutes on something else.
Into his house right now, and I'm about to enter into that very strict regimen we're all referring to as soon as I walk in the door. So, with that said, gentlemen, I've enjoyed our QSO, and I shall be clear in 73 now. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo. Mike, good afternoon.
Good to talk to you this afternoon. Glad you made it in safe. And we'll say 73 still on down the long, KO4 HKX.
Later, KO4 RMM N6CLX. I saw a guy do something that I couldn't believe. He didn't want to wait his time in the traffic here on 14, so he went down the wrong way. Went around everything.
What amazes me is just the impatience of a few people out there and what they'll do to just get around everybody.
A fire station here, the new one, have to have their sign out in front blinking and reminding people don't block the intersection that's used by the fire truck.
Shouldn't be blocking any intersection.
But especially an emergency vehicle or, you know, especially where it's painted and it says don't block intersection.
It will never cease to amaze you. Just remember that.
Hi, name's Tim here. I live real close to that. I think you're talking about the one on 14, the new fire station, and that intersection there. Did something happen there, or you were just observing people not really paying much attention to where they stopped?
It's a little heavier tonight. And I saw a guy in a Range Rover drive down the middle, go across the bridge, drive around the barriers that they put in the middle to keep people from doing that. And he drove down the wrong side of the road to get around the fire station.
After twice myself, that's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I live here in Tullum Falls, so I'm driving every day. The other day.
Whistler Drive, I got a little black Volkswagen with a couple of antennas on top.
Yep, and I don't know if it was you, there's a guy with a personalized plate with his call on it.
Yeah, I guess W4TDT.
Yep, W4TDT. N6CLX, nice to make your acquaintance. I live down on a riverway.
Yeah, I ran into somebody, it might have been you, in the neighborhood several years ago, who had stopped, you know, walking around the neighborhood and stopped, saw my plate or something.
I didn't get back into the hobby until about 6-8 years ago. Got a off-center fit Buckmaster up in the backyard. Seems to be pretty well hidden. A lot of people have asked me why I have a rope swing in the backyard.
I haven't had time to go beyond the 2-meter stuff. And one of these days, I mean, I've had my license for maybe 5 years or something, but just have not had the time to do much with anything like 6 meters up.
One day I'll get my HF station looking back the way it was 3 years ago. It's just boxy. Every time I look at it, I just quickly turn the other way.
Mobile here, I'm going to pay attention to traffic, but so I'll say 73, going to talk to you, W4TDT, I'll be clear.
Hang here, Mike, and hang out here on the street, so you're about, I'll talk. CLX, Patrick, I'm in the drive, I'm about to pull into the garage, so I'll talk to you later. CLX,
okay. Mike, I could tell you were there because you're getting real scratchy. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good evening.
FW monitoring.
HKX, hey, Ken.
Hey, not yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you on my base station. Here tonight.
Please. That place never disappoints.
Mexican, but that seems like all I eat anymore, so I'm ready for something else.
Yeah, that other one is really good. The one that you were texting me about is really good.
For that, Ken? She'll start looking up the menu.
Restaurant this evening, and there was some younger teenagers and even a waitress. We were discussing. They couldn't tell time on a watch that had hands.
Teach that anymore.
The one had to be in the 30s anyway.
Analog stuff is being outdated now.
Analog's still on rocks. I don't know what you're talking about. WWC?
I see you got your radio fixed. I didn't know how to help you, so I'm just sitting here trying to figure that out.
Talking about 147195.
Got it.
PX4TG is a deer for Pickens County, and I'm somehow, I don't know how, I'm hitting a deer in a different area with the same frequency. Over.
It's propagation. I don't know how to tell you to stop it. It'll go away shortly, though. CHY, maybe you can help him out.
It's the same thing you're talking about, the propagation. I was going to say there's a repeater on the 470, same frequency as Billy's. And it's funny because they're both located in, not Cleveland, maybe Marietta. So Billy's is in Marietta, South Carolina, and this one is located in Marietta, Georgia. And I have had that actually break through before.
Waves for 2 meters.
I was blown away. I was getting it in and couldn't figure out where it was coming from, and I heard them calling the net. And finally, pinpointed place, and it's like, wow, that's a haul.
That's probably what, 100 miles plus?
But I'd imagine. Yeah, I've only heard it probably two or three times. It seems like a year and a half or 2 years ago, it was just, it seemed like it happened like two or three times within 1 week. So,
you get that?
I'm currently mobile. I'm trying to pay attention to the road. I want to get back to you.
Ken, you still there?
I remember one morning when I was working at the other place, we picked up out of a station out of Florida, and he was taking it in there without echo link or anything.
Now, guys, I got to run to the store real quick. I just want to throw that out there. Ken, 4 feet. Wow.
Have a good evening.
KN4TFW.
Taking the dog for a walk, or is she walking you?
How can they have a, let's say they have a girls softball game in the upper field and they got a boys hardball little league game in the lower field. So I was enjoying kind of watching a little bit of that.
Don't blame you. I enjoyed that when my son was playing, just going and watching the games.
Watch this level. I don't care too much about the higher levels. Susan doesn't care too much for baseball.
I don't care for anything professional sports-wise at all.
I agree with you on that one. Just a bunch of overpriced people running the price up for you. It shouldn't cost you more than $20 to go watch any kind of game.
Not that. It's just their arrogance and attitudes, and I'm done with it. I really just don't care anymore.
On that one, I don't care for it. We don't hardly watch anything. We used to be big NASCAR fans, but I don't even care for any of that.
For HKX, same here. I hadn't watched a NASCAR race in probably close to 15 years now.
Slowly, I don't think we've watched one this year.
They were broadcast TV over 10 years ago, so I don't watch any professional sports. I don't watch any news. I can't pick up any of the digital channels since they went digital over the air. So unless it comes on Netflix or Hulu or YouTube or Amazon Prime, I'm not watching it.
Blame you on that. I'm about to do away with my cable part, although I don't have a lot of channels. I got one that, what is it, pick 10. They give you all the locals and you pick 10 that you want.
So down there, up here, you got one cable company and it's pretty useless.
Useless. Hey, different subject. So, looks like some fire ants trying to build in my raised garden bed. What do you reckon would be good to put on it?
I know Bear makes some stuff to put on there that I use up here, but we don't have fire ants like y'all do down there.
Fire ant killer, you know what I mean, that I use in the yard, but I just wondered, would the vegetables suck some of that up, do you think?
It's very possible. You might want to try something else. Just go down to Lowe's or Home Depot and read. That's all I can tell you on that. Or you can go over to the pest control place up there and ask them.
Do it. Try to get them stopped before they decide they want to take over.
Yeah, they'll like that loose dirt.
And they were trying to aerate it for me.
Bite you and eat you up every time you got close. It'd probably be good for your garden.
The leaves I was moving the other day, I was just pushing the leaves into a bucket and dumping them. And, man, I think eight of them got me on the same hand. It's like, man, that thing itched.
Yeah, we don't have too many fire ants up here. They just don't survive up here in the cold winters. And then, but we do have carpenter's ants and little pea ants. Those things will get into everything.
The little sugar ants, they were trying to get in the house. I put out some little bait traps for them, and it looks like it stopped them.
Up here, the bear stuff I get, it's for that. And I'll just walk around the house and spray it around the house and make a barrier and around the house and in the yard. And it does a good job up here.
Little bait traps by a fire ant if they'll pick it up.
Hey, quick, diatomaceous earth is a powder. It's a natural powder. It dries out the skin of insects. And it's safe. It's very, very safe. You could sprinkle that or dump it on those fire ant hills. You can pick it up anywhere. In fact, there's a food grade diatomaceous earth you can actually eat. So it's not going to hurt anything. And that will then make them, if it doesn't kill them, it'll kill some of them. It'll make them move.
I'll check into it and get me some.
They use it in pools for pool filtering. It's a natural substance. They dig it out of the ground, it's really good stuff. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I heard you, and I was trying to park this trailer and get to you. Anyway, I gotta drop this. I'll be back. N4ZLK. I'll ignore you, Patrick. Hello. N4ZLK.
Hey, I see how it is. I get it. KO4HK. That's all right, Shane. Have a good one.
Hey, what carrier you pull for?
For the brown dumpster.
And now, come on. Be nice.
Met him and he knows it.
Peter Daisy was Buster Brown, right?
Heard that on the radio, on the other radio. N4ZLK.
One of the other Matco guys, he used to be a UPS driver. That's what he always refers to his old job is driving the brown dumpster.
The transfer truck division is, but I tell you what, them guys that drive the delivery trucks, man, I see some of their trucks when they come in and how they're loading them and that, and it's like, man, I wouldn't do that.
Driving or the way the trucks are running?
I mean, it's like you got one guy, he's got 300 packages and 250 stops. Really? I mean, that, do the math. That's going to be hard to do.
I get it. But sometimes when they're doing that, you got a guy that he's taking it to one destination and dropping a lot of those packages off.
Delivers out to our place. If he, sometimes there's something short of the dock and you have to get out. When he opens up the door, it's packed all the way to the ceiling, all the way in the aisle. And it's like nearly impossible to find everything you need to find, especially in a timely manner.
Got new drivers for both carriers up here. And I've had to put signs out on my small porch that's not covered, that all packages go on the front porch that is covered, which is out of sight and has the camera looking on it, and it's in the dry, which would lead you to believe that it would just be common knowledge to go that way. But nope, I've had to get on to all of them about it. Up on that one.
Knowledge and the common sense is definitely
not as common as it used to be.
So what were you thinking when you realized that they weren't?
Paying everything, though. I don't care what job you got. There's people out there just like that. Really? What were you thinking? Oh, wait.
Made it back to the house, so let me get in here and do a couple of things anyway before I need to shut her down.
You have a good evening. I need to get off here and get some things done anyway. Yeah, you'll be in the bed here in about an hour, right?
It says so. Yeah, it'll be about that time and I'll be ready to shut her down.
I don't know what to do with myself, but you have a good evening and I will talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good evening. We'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. Shane, if you're still there, 73. KN4TFW.
3KO4WWZ. Chandler. Is that LK? KO4WWZ. I heard you introduce yourself earlier today as Chan. Which do you prefer, Chan or Chandler?
Chan is fine.
Fine, did you say?
Yes, sir.
I remember that. Pulling around.
Yeah, I'm helping KJ4WZ or something.
Correct. Tell him I said hello.
I'll see him here in about maybe 5 or more minutes.
Burn there.
You're good. I'm having to focus on driving too, so don't think that doesn't matter anything. I understand.
Something called work gets in the way of talking on the radio. I need to do something about that. Maybe retire so then I can just play radio all the time.
Life wouldn't be interesting if that was the case.
A few minutes because I got to negotiate a few more turns before I get rolling straight again. N4ZLK.
Roger that. 7-3, Shane. KL4, WWZ.